You use magic?
Yeah, to get some of that yummy thing with the that yummy thing on. I don't remember what it's called. One with the barbecue sauce.
Oh yes. And what kind of magic do you use on your father to get things that you can't get from your mother? What kind of magic? You're rubbing your eyes now. Are they your puppy dog eyes you're rubbing?
I'll show you.
How? Oh. I see. The fingers are joined together like as if you're... And now you've got a little... Are you just about to cry? How would you... What is this look? Is this a puppy dog look? Is this what you call the puppy dog look?
Yes.
Where did you learn that look, by the way?
From sneak school.
Sneak school?
Yep.
What is sneak school?
I'm recording
you,
it.
You don't want to record your tricks, do you?
No.
You don't want anyone to know, like...
Yeah.
But so maybe some other children will listen to it and they'll be interested in tricks to fool adults.
Okay. I'll try. Okay. So that's how I do it. And
you call it sneak school, do you?
Yeah, no, I go to sneak school. Of the Chinese
language, can we turn off that radio?
Yes, I think we're very much encouraged by the piloting around the transition.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. Well, why are you saying sorry?
That was annoying.
Okay, so back to the question of how did you learn to get around your father?
Because I have sneak school. I go to sneak school and learn all the sneaky things and all the ways to get what you want.
And who was the teacher in this sneak school?
The kids.
What, the kids were in charge?
Yeah.
Not an adult?
No.
And who?
There's no adults. There's supposed to be this big kid and he's in charge. But he's so nice. He lets us do whatever we want, because we're in sneak school and we're trying to learn, to be able to do whatever we want, in sneak ways.
And do you have to do lessons then? Do you have to? Is there homework from sneak school?
No.
But do you have to go and practice?
Nope.
All right. Where did you do your practice?
Well, we've moved on. I'm in sixth class in sneak school.
Oh, are you one of the seniors?
No, I'm in sixth class, last class until you're a proper sneaker.
And do you help any of the younger kids to be good at getting around their parents?
No.
I see. So give me your top three tricks then. You told me you had that kind of puppy dog look.
Okay.
And you look deeply into my eyes, so I can't resist. And you've got your eyes wide open looking into me. You're like a hypnotist. Is that what you're doing? Are you hypnotizing me? What are you doing?
I'm begging you, but in a kind of a way that gets me stuff.
And that's a good one, actually. Okay, are there other ways then that are different from that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't allow me something, I just go off and go like that.
And you've got your shoulders falling down on top of yourself. And your head is down, and your whole body is drooping. And what do you call that? What do you have a name for that move?
Yeah, weeping. And that's how I got That's how Megan and me got ice cream from her mom.
You did the weeping one?
Yeah.
And do you have any ones where you make a lot of noise to get what you want?
Well, I do have one going, but lots of people might have learned this before. Crying. Fake crying.
Fake crying?
Yep.
So do you have to practice that to get good at it?
No. It's really easy. All that you do is like pretend to cry, but in a really good way that the parents will believe you.
And okay, you got three things there. You got the puppy dog eyes. You got the weep. You got the crying.
No.
And
puppy dog eyes, weeping,
yeah.
And then you have the fake crying.
The fake crying, right? Now, which of those three do you think is the most useful one?
Weeping.
Right. And do the adults fall for that every time?
Well, sometimes they usually fall for the puppy dog eyes. I haven't tried the crying one yet. It's just one of the pack.
Oh, yeah. It's one of the pack, is it?
Yep.
Yeah? So there you have it, folks. Is there anything else you want to say to the other children now who are listening to this?
No.
Because this is something that adults don't know anything about.
No.
Do you have a secret way of communicating about these things between yourselves?
Yes.
Would Megan and you talk about this when you're off and nobody can hear ye?
Yep.
Does she teach you how to do it?
Nope.
I think you're giving nothing away, are you?
No.
You're going to make sure nobody finds out anymore. I see. And you're looking at the recording going up and down, aren't you? Because that'll tell you if something's being recorded. Okay, there you have it, folks. I'm sorry she's gone completely silent. And I think, but we have learned some of her tricks. I'll give you the last word.
Shut up.